Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
Yo, 皆さん, it's Manga Sensei again. How are we doing? Today, we're going to be talking about the particle ni again. You're like, yeah, this is day 19. Didn't we talk about that like day 15, 14, something like that, Manga Sensei? And guess what? We did. We absolutely did. But we need to talk about it one more time. In fact, day after tomorrow, we're going to also talk about de again, okay? For a very simple reason, there's a couple things that people get confused with the particle ni. And I want to address those things today as we kind of dive back in. I also see this as a great opportunity for you to kind of refresh a little bit, see things again, and hopefully this new perspective will help you. And today we're going to be talking about the difference between ni, as well as talking about the difference with e, okay? E. Now, e is one of those funny ones that I mentioned before in the wa episode that is a liar hiragana, which says one thing but sounds slightly like another. You know, wa looks like ha. So when you say konnichiwa, you're saying today. And that wa is the wa particle. He is actually written like he, he. It's often used as the marker when you're writing a letter to saying to somebody. And this is often seen as another directional marker, but they're actually quite different. And that's actually what I wanted to address today. This, and sometimes how you're going to see ni in a different sense. So let's talk about that. So e in Japanese is very similar to ni in of the fact they're both indicating a direction. However, one is general and one is specific. What do I mean by that? If I say, I'm going to Tokyo, I would say, 私は東京に行きます。Tokyo に行く。Right? So, Tokyo に。Tokyo に。So I'm going to Tokyo. That's the direction that I'm going. It's the arrow that's pointing directly to Tokyo. However, what happens when I say, Tokyo へ行きます。行った。What would happen there? The e there is general. That could mean I'm going to Tokyo proper, or maybe I'm going to not like Chiyodaku, I'm going to like Saitama or Yokohama or, you know, Fuji. It's everywhere in that general vicinity of Tokyo. So I'm talking about it in a very general sense. I see it more like a shotgun versus a sniper, right? So if I use a shotgun, that's the e, that's the whole widespread. So if I say, ja, Nihon ni ikimasu, I'm going to Japan. Nihon, directly, bow, to Japan, okay? On the other side of things, what happens if I'm Tokyo or Nihon ni ikimasu, sorry? Tokyo e ikimasu, I'm going to Japan generally. This could mean I'm going to kind of all over Japan instead of one specific place in Japan. Or it could be even implied more general than that. Then maybe I'm going to Korea, Taiwan, China, you know, Vladivostok, Russia, like all of those places in that area. It's a very widespread attack with e. Okay, so let's use this in another sentence. Okay, if I want to say, I'm going to, you know, Utah, which is where I'm at currently. Utah, shu. That's the word for state, shu. So if I say, ah, ja, ima, Utah, shu ni ikimasu. Now I'm going to Utah. How Utah, shu e ikimasu. If you're familiar with the geography of Utah, I'd be going to Utah, maybe generally Utah, or maybe it's, you know, Utah, Colorado, Idaho, Arizona, Nevada, kind of a feel. Go to that general area. And you could be a little more specific in your generality, if that makes sense. So I could say, じゃあ、ちょっと、Salt Lake City に行きますよ。行きますよ。So I'm going to Salt Lake City generally. You know, that vicinity, or スーパーへ行く。I'm going the direction of that. So I may not even be going to that スーパー、that department store, I could actually be going to pass that in that direction or way, if you will. And that's one of the things that kind of throws people off in Japanese because it's so specific, particularly in its writing. Now, one other thing that you're going to see in Japanese when it comes to regard the ni particle. That is sometimes, rarely, not super rarely, but you're going to see this more as you graduate into intermediate Japanese, which is sometimes where ni is going to be used as an indirect object marker. That means that often a sentence, you're going to have two things that interact with each other many times. And sometimes ni is going to be used to mark something that is very close to wo, a direct object that is maybe ancillarily, in an ancillary fashion, being impacted by the object or is acting as an object because of the direction that it's going or something along those lines. So please be aware, there's always more to the story and there's always something you don't understand and there's always something that you can learn no matter how far you get with Japanese. One of the saddest things I see is people who've spoken for many years and who have unfortunately plateaued. It's something I never want to happen myself. I'm always learning something. With that being said, if you have any questions about this or any other episode, please check out manga-sensei.com. And I will see you next time here on the Manga Sensei Podcast. Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.